listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibrations Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? This is Dave's Good Vibrations Station on LATalkRadio.com, the world's most listened to internet radio station. How you guys doing today? This is the show where we raise your vibration every Sunday at 1. I'm your host, David Cohen. And we're just creating some good vibrations in the studio today. We're just gonna... Ready, guys? Ready? Says you can't dance in the studio. Nobody. That's why I'm dancing in the studio. We're getting crazy. I'm just playing around. Wow, we're just getting the energy up. We got the good vibes. Wow, I see gold. I look around and all I see is gold. You guys are like, Dave's crazy. He's had too much coffee this morning. Yeah, as I'm drinking a Monster. I'm just playing around. What's up, guys? We love you. What's up, Justin? How you doing? We got Justin Siegel on air with me today. It's such a pleasure. He is a dear friend of mine, along with a dear friend, also a my music producer and a business partner. What's up, bro?
Well, thank you, David. I'm doing well.
Nice, dude. It's such a
pleasure to be here.
Dude, such a blessing to have you on the show. It totally is.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, dude, of course. Please. As you guys know, if you want to call in at any point, you can do so. 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. You can also email me live on the air at any given time. That's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. So we're going to kick off the show today with a little music. And... Justin and myself have, we've been pursuing music, for quite some time. Justin went to Berklee School of Music.
I did.
To give a little background, he is very, very knowledgeable when it comes to, you know, producing and music and just the music world in general. He has a wonderful grasp on that. And, one day we'll probably most definitely pursue a career in music. And already is pursuing a career in music, as a matter of fact. He makes phenomenal instrumentals, phenomenal beats. And if you guys don't already know this, I am a hip-hop artist as well.
A talented one at that.
Oh, Justin, dude, coming in with the nice comment. Wow, that's so sweet
sucking
of you, man.
Up.
So, yeah, you're just sucking up. No, I'm just playing around. So, guys, check this out. Give us your feedback, all right? You know, we're throwing this on the show. This is the first time we have ever put, you know, an original by yours truly and Justin on the Vibration Station. So, check it out, guys. Falling in the Sun.
Put our minds on delay, okay. Now allow us to proceed on a trip to last summer when everything was perfect and green. We used to chill and relax and maybe smoke a fast stack while we laugh about the past, but that's too vast to express how much I love you and all the selfish things you put me through. Well, who am I to judge? I made some stupid choices too. Regardless, I'm just living it up. I'm blind to the negativity. floating in the golden lotus, that's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing, motherfucker, stop asking questions. You're so nosy, this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your words. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase. But now, I'm in another days. Unconditionally missing y'all and all the silly games like we'll be used to play and see how fast we can smoke out of gore and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes, we got each other until the end of this rhyme. At least that's how it seemed, that everything was fine. Drunk and blazed, but I guess that was just another phase, like selling X or getting late. But now I have to work to get paid. Not that money really matters in this life, I mean, right? Not that money really matters in this life, right? Not that money really matters in this life. Not that money really matters in this life.
What's up, guys?
Hope you all enjoyed
that. That was the exclusive Falling in the Sun by Davy Crockett and WMDT, which...
Otherwise known as Justin Siegel.
WMDT, otherwise known as Justin Siegel. Yeah, man. So check this out, guys. We would really appreciate it if you, you know, checked us out on YouTube. You just go YouTube and type in Davy Crockett, DaviCrockett, and then the name Falling in the Sun. Leave us comments. Tell us what you think, you know.
Much appreciated.
Much appreciated. And, you know, on our show over here on the Vibration Station, we focus a lot on, you know, just broadcasting other artists. As you guys know, we have this thing going on where if you email me, if you are a struggling artist and you want to be heard, this is the place to do it. You can get in contact with me, Dave's Vibration Station at gmail.com. Once again, Dave's Vibration Station at gmail.com. That's what you got to do. And you talk to me, you'd be like, listen, Dave, I'm a musician. Here's a song, send me an MP3 file, and if I like it, and of course I'll like it, but I'm saying, like, you know, if you're serious about it, and you know, you want to do that, then we throw it on the air for you, just to help our fellow music lovers out, you know what I mean?
You gotta get the word out.
That's what
it's about.
So I got in contact with myself and did that, so...
I got in touch with my inner self.
Oh, honest chi energy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, guys, something else that I wanted to take today's episode and talk about was the power of music.
The power of music.
Being just how, you know, music in general has such an insane, phenomenal, positive and negative influence on the world.
All our lives.
Like, literally, like you don't go one day, I guarantee it, without hearing some sort of music. Whether it be on the radio, in your car, whether it be on Dave's Good Vibration Station, whether it be on LA Talk Radio in general, or, let's see, commercials on the TV.
Anything.
You just don't go a day without listening to music.
We make music, and music makes us.
Yes.
That's how the world works.
Look at that. We, okay, Justin Siegel.
Remember that. Remember
we
that.
Make music.
And music,
music makes us. Hell yeah, dude. We totally dig on that. You know, and something else that I wanted to talk to Justin about to just inform the listeners with, because Justin is a very educated individual when it comes to the music world and music in general. I wanted to, you know, just kick around a few questions to Justin and get an educated opinion, if you will. I'm just gonna start out with Justin. What's for any musicians out there, for any, you know, because obviously, like, we have musicians listening to the show right now. We're musicians, like, you know, there's people all around the world that are musicians, but they want to get heard. How would you say, with your knowledge of the music world and everything, what is the best possible way? How do you start out getting heard?
I would say you need talent.
Word.
That's
word.
First.
That is first.
And unfortunately, that's not all you need.
Right.
I would say in today's age, the internet is such a positive and useful tool.
Totally.
To get out there.
Totally is.
I'd say utilize, you know, social media, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube as well. Just get your music out there. It's really who you know.
Yeah.
Which is
kind of a bummer.
Kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
It's really where you're born, the people you associate with,
yeah,
and the area you live in can be, you know, a major influence. But if you have talent, I feel like if you put 100% effort into getting it out there,
right,
you'll succeed.
You will.
Because
you totally will.
You can't not.
Yeah,
dude. People will hear the passion in the music.
Yeah. Yeah,
it'll move them.
It will. It will. And all you need to do
is gotta work for it.
Move the right person. You know what I mean?
Move the right one person, and it's a game changer.
Yeah, dude, it's a game changer. Hell yeah. And like, and another thing that, like, you know, on the Vibration Station, what we really try to broadcast about is following and being your true self. And I think music totally ties into that, in the sense of, what is music if it's not coming from the heart, man? Like,
nothing.
Sell out pa-da-pow with me, oh yeah. Sell out pa-da-pow with me tonight. The record company's gonna give me lots of money and everything's gonna be alright. Yeah, dude, like, you know what I mean? Like, that, like, we need more musicians. We need you guys out there.
We need truth.
We need truth, man.
We need people who speak the truth.
Yes, we do.
My buddy David.
Oh,
he speaks the truth.
Dude, my buddy Justin over here, he's got some tooth pouring out his mouth. No, but seriously, like, we love musicians, and, like, you know, anything. If it's music, if it's art, if it's whatever your passion is, we love that, just like that expression, that
fire.
True fire.
The fire.
Yeah, dude, that divinity that is, like, wrestling at the bottom of your belly, that's just like, I need to do this, and then you do it, and it's so ill. Like, have you ever, like, is anybody out there, and, like, obviously this is a rhetorical question, unless you want to call in and say yes or no, 323-203-0815, has anybody ever, like, Justin, have you, like, you've seen, like, a live performance, right?
Indeed.
Like, okay, right, like, so, within that live performance, like, you can almost, like see, like that performer's, like, that, like, flair, man. Like, when they're up there, like, anything from, like, an acoustic show to something that's really, like, calm and, like, mm-hmm. like, banana pancake, you know, like, whatever, you know? like, just, like, acoustic, like, you feel, and, like, they like, close their, like, or even, like, a ska show, you know? Or, like,
energy,
where they're just, like, come for me, I'll be sitting at my desk with a gun in my hand, you know, like, dude, like, it just flares, and it influences everybody, and then once people, see, the thing about being yourself and following your highest excitements and following that passion, that fire in you, it's like, when you do that, not only are you getting this great feeling for you, but you're showing other people, maybe not even on a conscious level, on a subconscious level, you're giving them an opportunity, you're giving them a choice to see you channeling who you are, and it makes them want that, you know? So that just, like, it makes people be like, wow, well, like,
I can
he
do that.
Can feel that way, yeah.
Then I can.
Then I can feel that way, and, like, I
it
think
inspires.
That it inspires, 100%. And I think that, you know, is a really big reason why. I mean, just following your true self and playing the music you want to play and doing the art you want to do and, you know, is so important to humanity. Because, like, here, go on. Okay. And, like, I was...
go on. You're on a roll.
No, I was just going to, like, you know, I was just going to say, like, it's so important to humanity because it starts at the individual, you know? Like, it starts at the person to make the choice of who they want to be, what they want to do, and how they want to pursue it. You know what I mean?
Totally.
And, like, that influences X amount of people, and then they influence X amount of people, and then this happens, and all the, you know, and then soon enough the whole world is, like, so stoked on just fucking doing what they love.
It drives everybody.
You know? Like, it does.
It spreads.
It is the driving force of existence, excitement, and love. For, like, passion, you know? Wow.
Everybody has that driving force, whether it be music or, you know, film, whether
yeah.
it be writing.
Yeah,
anything
dude,
creative.
Yeah.
Somebody has
totally.
That.
Like,
there's
directing,
this one thing.
Yeah. This one thing.
You just got to tap into it.
You do. You totally do.
You got to find it.
Yeah, totally, dude. Go Justin, man. we love WMDT. Justin Siegel over here. Yeah, dude. Yo, Siegel weapon. No, dude, but really, I mean, like, you know, it's totally, totally 100% true. And you know, I feel like that's part of the reason why, you know, why we have the show, why we do the show is so we can, like, you know, get out and, like, and talk to people and allow people the opportunity to be who they want to be and to follow what they want to follow. And now I'm just repeating myself going on a rant, but, like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Hell yeah, dude. Thanks, bro. So that all started from one question for Justin.
spiraled
out of control. We're out of control in the studio. Totally. I have another question for you, Justin. And this, you know, this I feel like is so essential to, you know, it's all a part of getting hurt. It's all a part of getting out there. And what I was going to say is, why do you think that, like, okay, it's going to start with a statement. It's going to go into a question. All right. My philosophy, and this is just my philosophy. My philosophy is, you know, there's so many artists out there. There's so many artists out there that are not heard, that are, like, way better and infinitely better than, you know, all these artists that are, you know, getting $100,000, you know, a show. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Like, and there's so many artists out there, and it is totally who you know. It is totally 100% who you know. So my question for you is, like, do you ever think that there will come a time, and, like, I feel like it's coming because of the internet, and then, like, you know, people are being able to start their own independent labels, and, mm-hmm. like, you know, and all this stuff. And, like, do you ever think that there will come a time, though, where it stops revolving around who you know and starts revolving around, like, what the product is itself and, like, what the you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think there's a slow change, a revolution in the way.
Okay.
In the way that you're able to broadcast yourself. I think that even as you know, as near as 10 years ago, it was about the major labels. It was about getting right. that huge record deal. It was about, you know, the million listens. It was about all the money. I think
nowadays, you're able to utilize,
you know, small networks and slowly spread your message.
Right.
I think it's becoming easier, but it still revolves around the mass distribution, which you do need to rely on.
You do. You do need to rely on, yeah.
On the major, you know,
yeah,
the major
totally.
Scene.
Like, totally. Totally. Absolutely.
I think it's hard. It's difficult.
It is difficult,
dude. It's always
dude.
Been difficult.
It always has been. It always has been. Hey, just, I just got an email in. It says, hey, David. Hey, what's up?
Hello.
It says, hey, David, I love your music, and Justin sounds so knowledgeable about how to get music out there. Where can I contact him? I'm the lead singer of a reggae-type band, and I want to get my message and music out there. Thanks, Jared.
Thank you, Jared. Where can you contact
me? Where can you contact?
You can...
I don't know. Like, like SoundCloud or like Facebook or something.
SoundCloud
like,
and Facebook. You can contact me.
There you go.
I'm up there. You can. I'll respond.
Yeah.
Have a conversation. SoundCloud.com/WMDT.
Right.
YouTube.com/WMDT. Justin Siegel on Facebook.
There you go.
I'm happy to talk about anything music related, anything life related.
Hell yeah, dude.
I'm up for anything. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. And Jared, Justin's a real cool guy, man. Just throw him a message. He's, you know, he's a great individual. Great, totally great individual. Thanks, man. Hey, if you guys want to call in live on the air, you can do so 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. Just to fill you guys in, we are talking about how to get music out there. We're talking about musicians, struggling artists, the impact of music on our daily lives, is how important it is, and this and that. You know, something else that I wanted to bring up is just like, okay, there's so many aspects of like music in the sense of like, well, obviously, I mean, that's like, that's kind of like dumb for me to say. That's a given, right? But like, I'm saying like you either have like positive or negative. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you have like positive and like it's very simple, you know, and obviously like, you know, it's the perception which makes it positive or negative. But like for the most part, you know, if you hear a song about like, oh, like in the club, you know, fucking bitches or whatever, excuse my French. But like, you know what I mean? Like and like getting drunk, like obviously like you listen to that and you're like, okay, well, I mean, I get the message, but like, you take that and then you take something.
There's nothing
like,
behind it.
Right.
There's no heart.
There's no heart behind.
There's no passion. You can tell.
Yeah, you totally can. You
it's
totally
just,
they're
can. They're imitators, unfortunately.
They are. It's like, it's they're imitating like it's a lifestyle.
They're
almost.
Good actors.
You're
good actors.
You're totally right.
They're good. They're good actors.
You're totally
they're good
right.
Lip syncers.
Lip syncers. Yeah.
I think many have talent, but you mentioned earlier how. You know, there's so much untapped talent in the world, and it's hard to get out there.
Yeah.
I feel like the people that are making the so-called quote-unquote hit records.
Okay. Okay.
I personally don't see a fire, a passion between.
Right.
I don't feel like they have something that they need to say.
Right.
I feel like they're doing it for the show.
For the show.
For the fame, maybe, which is, I think. The wrong avenue to go down.
I couldn't agree more.
I really hope that more more true artists
right.
can, you know, come around and
totally,
spread
totally.
Their message.
I totally couldn't agree more. And another thing that I'm like a very firm believer in is that at this specific day and age that we are living, I feel like our whole world and especially like our generation, like everything is going, I feel like we're the age of transformation almost, and like everything is changing for the better though.
Yeah.
Like I feel like, and if you look around, you know, like all these systems, you know, politically, economically, sociologically. No, but like, you know, all these systems you're starting to see the breakdown. You're starting to see the deconstruction of what doesn't work for the collective. You know, and like another thing, you know, we're big over here on the Vibration Station about, you know, like just a positive, like, you know, kind of you manifest a reality and like, you know, you create what you want to see and be the change in the world. And like, you know, it's all love and it's all good. And, you know, we're all human beings and spiritual experiences, you know, like all that, whatever, spiritual being, whatever, you know, we're like big on that. And like, I feel like that is, you know, a whole part of kind of like. Like the shift in the world that we're gonna see, and that is just like I said, the deconstruction of what does not work for the collective, right? Meaning like if I mean it's pretty self-explanatory, but when it comes to music, you know, relating it to music, it's like there will come like some system or some like almost like overruling. Like
revolution,
man, of like that's coming in our age, in our generation, you know, and I feel like the generation, you know, behind us, and obviously like kids that are like four or five years old, six, you know, now they're going to be, you know, they're going to be like one of like, they're going to be, like, the fucking revolutionaries, bro. You know what I mean? Like, it's all, and, like, we're part of that revolution. It's all, like, this, but I totally think, and, like, I hope and pray almost that, like, you know, that soon, within the next,
I hope,
you know, 10 years or so, like, we will be able to actually put out and fuel, you know, music by its content. You know, instead of like, and the people that like get out there and like, you know, are turn, you know, like all famous and whatever, like they stay true to the music, man.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
there's
not about
there's
fame.
None of
it,
that like
comes with it.
Like, hey man, and then, like I don't even know. I don't even know. Hey, we got a caller on the show. Let's take him. You're live on the air. Dave's a good vibration station.
Hello.
Who are we speaking to?
Hi, Davey. This is Alyssa.
What's up, Alyssa?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, we're doing great. How are you?
Good. I love your music.
Oh, thanks.
I love Justin and your working together. It's so good.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Alyssa.
Appreciate it.
That's really nice. That's really sweet of you.
Look, I have a question.
Okay, let's hear it.
I sing for sort of a grunge band.
Okay.
Okay, I've been doing that for like 5 years.
You've been singing in a grunge band for 5 years?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's really cool.
We're pretty
awesome.
Good. Yeah. We're really pretty good. We do a lot of play for play cubs, you know, we pay
for play.
Play. Yeah, we have a good following, but I just had a question for you guys.
Okay.
You were talking about it's who you know, right?
Right, yes.
To sort of get out there. Well, I met this record producer at this place. Somebody introduced me to him in Southern California, and he really hit on me. He could put my music out there. He could put my band out there, but he really hit on me, and I know he wants, you know,
he wants more than just the music.
Yes, and he said he could really make me a star. And, you know, he's so weird. I have a boyfriend.
Okay.
I don't want to hurt my boyfriend's feelings.
Right.
I just, this guy is just, oh, God. I don't want to have sex with this guy, but I don't know what to do. This is an incredible opportunity for me and my band. We've been struggling for so long, but I just don't know. I just feel like, ooh, maybe I should just do it and get it over with. Or
whoa, okay, Alyssa, check it out.
I'm so confused.
Check it out. Here's the thing.
He's calling me all the time. He's texting me, this guy, all the time now. My boyfriend doesn't know about it. I don't know what to do.
Hopefully he doesn't listen to the vibration station.
I'm just kidding. God.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay, listen, Alyssa. Straight up, first things first, you have to be honest with your boyfriend. First things first, you have to be like, listen, honey, sweetheart, whatever you guys call each other. Like, listen, babe, like, you know, there's this guy, he's this big record guy, and I just want you to know he's hitting on me. I'm not going to do anything with him. Like, he's just this gross, like, record guy, you know, and tell him the situation.
Hi.
If you really love your boyfriend and you don't want to hurt him, then you cannot withhold information. You cannot withhold information from your boyfriend, because that will just start such this unneeded spiral and snowball effect of, like, you know, mistrust, and then, you know, like, why is she hiding this from me? And, like, he's probably gonna find out one way or another. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. So that's that. You have to be honest with him. Second of all, don't sell yourself out. You can't, like,
that
you
is.
Can't, like, right?
No, that's key.
Yeah, that's key, dude.
On a professional note, I would say, see what he can offer for the music. If he's solely in that to, you know,
get
to hit
pants.
On you,
yeah.
To get in your pants, I would say that's not the right
that's not
path
the...
to go down.
Do you know how many producers are out there?
I would set him straight and tell him what you need and what you, professionally, musically, if that's that's your goal.
Right.
And, you know, put him in his place, tell him that's completely unprofessional, first of all. As a producer, taking that path with you.
Straight up.
He seems like someone I wouldn't want to metaphorically get in bed, no pun intended.
Yeah,
totally. And, like, you know, I feel like, wow, I mean, it's kind of, like, blatantly obvious in the sense of, like, if this music producer guy, you know, is this big hot shot, whatever, and, like, he can get your music out there, like, exactly, Justin hit it fucking on the head. You know, like, you cannot allow this guy to, like, he's like,
the only way you'll get up there is if I get in your pants.
It's like, no, this is not professional, and he's not doing it because he likes your music. Like,
right.
You need to find
the main thing.
Yeah, which is the main thing.
He said it, that he likes my music, but
I'm sure.
But he's sort of, you know, he keeps like, let's hook up, let's get together for a drink, let's hook up, let's, what are you doing later? And you know, he just keeps like texting me and calling me, and it's like, I told him I have a boyfriend, and you know, I'm not being rude to him because he can do so much for me, but I don't know.
Do what
I think
Justin
you're right.
Do what Justin said, and honestly, set him straight. Be like, approach him in the sense from business, like, mm-hmm. like you're a business woman, a talented business
right.
woman, and you're saying,
right.
listen, I'm really glad that you like my music and you've come to me with this opportunity. I'm not interested in doing anything with you, and
right.
personally, I find it to be a bit unprofessional that you're
right.
trying to, you know, mix business with pleasure that I don't even want. Like,
yeah.
So
yeah.
please, with all due respect, if you want to broadcast my music and you want to sponsor me for my music and whatever,
right.
then
yeah.
let's do that. I am taken. I have a boyfriend. I don't want, you know, you to just put my music out there, you know, for my ass. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I'm not going
right.
to do that. Like,
yeah.
And yeah, do what Justin said and kind of set him straight, you know?
Tell
right.
him, how you want him to act, and if he can offer you what you seek, then
right.
maybe go down that path. But it sounds so far like this isn't something
this
you'd want to get involved with.
Yeah.
There are plenty of people that
right.
know, everybody knows somebody, or they say that, so they
yeah.
can, you know, advance
yeah.
other,
yeah.
you know.
Literally everybody says that they know somebody. Like,
right.
like
right.
if you're like, you know, like, everybody thinks that, like, they have the upper hand because they know this person. You know what I mean? And, like,
yeah.
the reality of it is, like, everybody, like, according to, you know, the 6 degrees of separation, everybody does know somebody, like,
yeah.
you know, that can essentially get them in, you know, get their foot in the door. You know what I mean? And, like,
yeah.
it honestly, Alyssa, it sounds like at this specific moment in time, like, after you talk to him, I don't know, like, it really, if I was in your position, I mean, because there's so many producer guys that are trying to get on my ass, I just, I would set him straight, and then if he reacts and he's like, well, blah, 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 then I would be like, no. I'd be like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
This is not working out, because there's thousands of other producers.
It's his loss.
You know, and it's his loss. If you know you have good music and you love your music and other people love your music and, like, you can get up and play a good show, like, you're going to get heard. Like, get an EP out there, start spreading it, and, like, you know, find, like, a little, you know, whatever, like, get an independent label, or you meet somebody, or, like, you know, just, like, there also can't be, like, any obstruction of, like, the energy and, like, when you're trying to create your masterpiece. You know what I mean?
Boy.
Like, you
yeah.
can't have, like, this weird underlying feeling of, like, well, this guy is, you know, you can't have that. Like, you need it to be solely focused on the music.
Ah, word.
Well said.
Yeah.
Word. Thanks, man.
I'm just worried. Thank you so much. I'm just worried that if I tell my boyfriend that he's going to want to go punch the guy out, and I just don't want that. I don't want
to
deal with that.
Well,
no.
I don't even want to, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to fight. I mean, he will. I mean, he'll go over there and confess.
Then maybe like ease it. Maybe like not. Don't be like. Don't tell him the full, like, oh, there's this guy and he's, you know. But like, I mean, I wish that maybe like your boyfriend would get a grasp on, you know, his controlling issue. You know what I mean? Like maybe tell him like. Because, like, even, like, withholding information, like, sucks, you know? Like,
yeah.
for the boy, you know, or for the girl if it's vice versa. But, like,
yeah.
for the most part, like, you just have to be honest, you know? And, like, I would honestly say to him, like, listen, like, sweetheart, like, I love you. Like, you're my, like, whatever you say. You know what I mean? Just
yeah.
acknowledge and show him that you really care for him and you love him and he's the only one. But there's this stupid producer guy that's trying to hit on me, and like he's gross, and like I'm not like gonna have anything to like do with him, like, you know, like it's for the music, and like, you know, and just allow him, you know, the ability to understand that you love him very much, if you do love him very much, and, you know, and to not worry, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I want you to know that I had emailed you first, and then you gave the phone number, so I just decided to call.
You emailed me?
Yeah. I just said I wanted to just kind of
I love your music, Dave and Justin. I have a grunge band.
I just wanted to do it, like, discreetly, but...
Totally.
Then I thought, I'm just calling, you know, so thanks.
Right. Hey, no problem. I just got... No problem. Thanks, Alyssa. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have
guys.
A wonderful
I'm
day.
Gonna do that.
All right.
I'm gonna everything do exactly goes well. That.
Yeah,
you.
Awesome. I'm glad that you take the advice. We love it when people listen to us and we're like, you know, I'm gonna do that. Like, I mean, it's just cool. Like, we're not saying that we're right or whatever. It's just cool to hear. Thanks, Alyssa. We send you unconditional love and appreciation from the studio.
Much success in
from the
future.
Vibration station, and much success in the future.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see
love
you at the
you.
Grammys. Bye. Bye, Alyssa.
Bye.
You know, guys, we love our listeners, and we love when people call in and just to spread that love, spread the good vibrations, hence the Good Vibration Station. Just to let you know, if you're just tuning in, this is LATalkRadio.com, the world's most listened to internet talk radio station. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station. We got Justin Siegel in the studio, dear friend, music producer, and a very just successful individual in the music world and in life. He's such a cool cat. And, you know, we're just talking about tuning in to, you know, the real essence of music. We played, Justin and I played, it was our world premiere of playing and broadcasting our song, Falling in the Sun, which you can check out on YouTube right now. You're on your computers. You are on your computers. You're on something that has internet because you're listening to this. Open a new tab. Apple T. Open a new tab. Go. Or is it Control? Control? Apple. They're the same thing. Apple T or Control T if you have a Windows. And go. Type in YouTube.com. Okay, search engine, Davey, DAVIECROCKETT, Falling in the Sun. Do it right now. Do it right now. Comment, listen, like it.
SoundCloud.
Check it out. Davey SoundCloud, Crockett. Davey Crockett, DAVIECROCKETT. Also, check it out. SoundCloud, WMDT. You can't forget this one, guys. WMDT. By the way, the graphic on it, just let you know which one that it is. There's really cool graphics on WMDT. There's multiple graphics on WMDT.
Indeed.
The one for Davy Crockett will be a... it's like a yellow older gentleman.
Yellow and blue.
Yellow and blue.
Tone.
With like, he's like...
Kind of a classy...
super classy,
kind of a classy
dude.
Pick. An old
classy.
Man with some Ray-Bans on.
Yeah, yeah, dude, with a cigarette in his mouth. And it says, Davy Crockett, produced by WMDT. So check you gotta check that out. That's just if you guys are tuning in, you know. Just if you're tuning in. And we are, you know, we were just catching up on the effect of music and why selling out is so bad. And we're also talking about the world and how we hope for it to change when it comes to music, in the sense of, you know, the deconstruction of what does not work. And, you know, I feel like our show, The Vibration Station, really is a part of, you know, this whole... is a part of the whole, you know, in the sense of like what we're trying to do over here is the construction of new systems that work way better than what we used to have. You know what I mean? Like, we're just, you know, and like, you know, we're not a government over here. We're just young and wild and free.
Reckless.
You know, young, wild, reckless, young, wild, reckless. Hell yeah, dude. Hey, if you guys want to shoot me an email, keep sending them. We got Dave's Vibration Station at gmail.com. Once again, that's Dave's Vibration Station at gmail.com. You can also call in live. We got 10 minutes left, 11 minutes left on the show. 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. Check it out, guys. If you guys are just tuning in, we're going to play Fallen in the Sun one more time. Let's check it out. It's just so good. Wow, Justin is such a skilled producer. Do you hear that? He made this beat. This is original.
Now, if you remember the days when we used to learn from put our minds on delay, okay. Now allow us to proceed on a trip to last summer when everything was perfect and green. We used to chill and relax and maybe smoke a fast stack while we laugh about the past, but that's too vast to express how much I love you and all the selfish things you put me through. Well, who am I to judge? I made some stupid choices too, regardless, I'm just living it up. I'm blind to the negativity, floating in the golden lotus, that's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing, motherfucker, stop asking questions. Your soul knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your words. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase. But now, I'm in another days, unconditionally missing y'all and all the silly games like will we used to play and see how fast we could smoke out of gore and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes, we got each other until the end of this rhyme. At least that's how it seemed, that everything was fine. Drunk and blazed, but I guess that was just another phase, like selling X or getting late. But now I have to work to get paid. Not that money really matters in this life, I mean, right? Not that money really matters in this life, right? Not that money really matters in this life. Not that money really matters in this life.
You enjoyed it. Once again, just in case you guys were tuning in, we just wanted to play that one more time for you guys. We're trying to get it out there, you know.
Yeah. David, I wanted to bring up the topic of selling out.
Please,
if I may.
Please. Oh, please.
You had mentioned the how not to sell out, and I would say my opinion on that would be selling out in terms of making a living off music, which you know many people aspire.
Yes, they do.
That's what their goal is. You come to a point where it's about making money and possibly sacrificing some creative control.
Yeah.
I would say it's about finding a balance.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a way to make a living and be successful and completely have it your way in terms of your artistic integrity.
Okay.
Unfortunately, so I wouldn't view selling out as such a terrible thing. I would try to avoid really losing the drive, the passion.
Yeah.
But sometimes there's choices that it's going to come down to the business side.
Right.
As much as I hate the business side.
Yeah. Yeah.
As much as it sucks.
Yeah, totally does suck.
you need to find like the happy, the medium.
Yeah.
Between where you can, you know, pursue that further as for a living.
Right.
The business side and the creative side. It's about finding equilibrium between them. So I would say don't lose sight of what brought you to music, what drives you.
Right.
But there's going to become a choice where, you know, you got to make a choice. Sorry.
Right.
about how you want to pursue it.
Totally.
And, you know, it can be difficult.
Totally.
You might have to sacrifice some creative control in the future, but that's part of the business.
Right.
That's just how it works.
It totally is.
It sucks.
It does suck. And I feel like, you know, how we were talking about, like, there will be, you know, certain opportunities that will allow us for, you know, less of that, you know, mm-hmm. and like coming up in the future and stuff, things that we don't even know, you know what I mean? Like things that we have like no idea could pop up and then just pop up and like soon enough, like, oh, things are working this way. And like, wow, this is like way better. And like, there's not as much as that. You know what I mean?
Here's an example.
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Well, there are artists who they're very talented,
right.
But they don't have the means of, you know, distributing everything. So,
right.
You know, they sign with a big producer. They do the whole stereotypical record deal scenario.
Right.
And they're pretty much sell themselves. They sign the contract and then they are owned.
Yes.
And they give up their creative control.
Yes.
They have someone else, you know, walking them through everything they need to do.
Right.
That's not what you want to do. What you want to do is, and I'll bring back to the point of social media
and
the ability to just, you know, get yourself out there. You can build a following online. You can have leverage per se.
Yeah.
Against, you know, in the future, you can have your own following. You can build your own name up to where then you don't have to sacrifice, you know, your musical integrity.
Right.
In the future. So for, you know, young artists, musicians, I would say start really having a product with your music. Start getting a following, get people to really, you know, latch on to what you're doing.
Yes.
And you'll have something that you can offer.
Yeah.
Where you won't have to, you know, sign your whole creative life away.
Totally. Totally. Absolutely.
That's what I'd say.
And yeah, dude, Justin, you've on the point, man. On point. And something that every time, like, you know, we ever, like, I, at least myself, I ever talk about, you know, selling out and, like, the music and, like, stuff like this. I always think of that song, who's it by? It's, like, literally on the tip of my tongue. I'm not gonna write you a love song. Do you know who that, you know who that's by? Like, you guys know the song. It's like, I'm not gonna write you a love song because you asked for it because you need one today.
Yes.
You know?
I do know
okay.
the song.
So that song, like, everybody, when they listen to that everybody thinks it's about, like, oh, she's, like, ranting about, like, a guy or whatever. No. That song, there's actually an interview. Fuck, what's her name? Gosh, it's gonna piss me off. You know who I'm talking about, though. Okay, the song. That song, the lyrics are, I'm not gonna, the chorus, whatever it is, I'm not gonna write you a love song because you asked for it because you need one today. She actually, like, there's an interview and she said that her, like, her label or whatever, like, mm-hmm. they came to her and they were like, okay, we want you to write a love song. Like, how typical, you know? Like, we want you to write a love song. And
that was her
that
response.
That song was her being like, no, like, you, like, corporate bastards, I'm not going to write you a love song. Like, here's your love song. You know what I mean? And, like, it's just stuff like that where it's like she just seriously just turned around and took a big poop. on like all these, like,
a successful poop,
man. Like, that's $1 million poop, dude. Like, wow. Like, and it's just so great.
We encourage everybody to do that.
Totally, dude. Like, and now, you know, she's like sitting back, she's laughing, you know, like with a martini and fucking $1,000 bill, you know what I mean? Like, she's like stoked on it, dude. And like, it's just so cool, like, you know, these, like, little, like, success, like, stories that you hear like that, where, like, you know, people, like, an individual is like, no, like, I'm gonna, like, be, like, so successful and, like, without doing what you want me to do, but still doing.
Stay true to yourself.
Yeah.
That shows that you can.
Hell yeah, dude. That's so awesome. Wow.
$1 million poop.
$1 million poop, dude. Literally $1 million poop on the corporate world of music. Seriously. That's so funny.
Well said.
Hey, guys. As you know, we love you so very much. And this is the conclusion of today's episode of Dave's Good Vibration Station. Justin, thank you so much for coming to the studio, dude.
Thank you.
You were part of the family.
It's a pleasure.
You're a brother. And as you know, guys, you can always hit me up at davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Please check out youtube.com, Davy Crockett. DaveyCrockett, falling in the sun. Also, SoundCloud, Davy Crockett. Also, SoundCloud, WMDT. And there's just good... Listen, guys, there's good stuff happening, man, in the studio. Also, check out our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Like it, guys, like it. Facebook, Dave's Good Vibration Station.
Keep playing music.
Keep playing music. Keep spreading unconditional love, light, happiness, laughter, joy. That's it. We love you. Have a great Sunday.
Bye.